This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Let's go back to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Joe in Metairie. Joe, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, guys. How are you doing tonight?
Good.
All right, Joe.
Good, Joe.
You know, Peyton walks around with a clipboard, but he uses his clipboard. I saw Dennis Allen walking around with a clipboard all the time. I didn't know what he was doing. Was he making his grocery list? I never saw him call a play. And if he did, they were pathetic plays. I mean, you got the Kansas City Chiefs.
You're talking about offense or defensive plays? Because he did run the defense.
I'm talking about offensive plays.
Oh, no, he never. He's not an offensive coach.
Okay. Well, maybe we're tired of getting defensive coordinators as the head coach. Maybe we need an offensive coordinator to be
that is
coach.
A good point. The way the game has changed,
game
I think you got to go on the offensive side of the ball. I agree. That's why the Detroit Lions offensive coordinator, Ben Johnson, that's why he's the number one prospect because what he's done for the Lions and
he turned down two spots last year to stay. So, man, you talk about being selective. He was selective.
About where he wants to go.
Where he wanted to go. And I also think because so many of the coaches today are offensive-oriented, it gives you a bigger list of defensive coordinators to choose from.
Right.
Guys with that background.
Can I throw a name out? How about Joe Brady?
I think Joe Brady will get interest from other teams.
With the Bills, yeah.
And how far the Bills go. One thing with Joe Brady, he changed the look of the Buffalo Bills. They've become much more of a run-oriented team, and he's got James Cook, Ray Davis running the football. And so
he has matured as a play caller because, you know, when he left LSU, he went to Carolina. What he did at Carolina? Nothing. But
him and the coach clashed.
But what he's done at Buffalo, no, it's like night and day. And, again, a lot of times you think, these modern coaches and how they want to spread the ball around, RPOs or different opportunities, and you got Josh Allen, Buffalo. You know what everybody thinks? It's like, oh, we want to pass. No, they really want to run the ball and then utilize the pass off of that scheme or that concept. But, no, he'll have
opportunity. He's going to have – he got an interview last year.
Yeah, and you let the Bills to have success. And they're right there. The Bills are right there in the AFC to represent. So that'll be interesting. Now, I don't know. I would say NFC right now, what have you done for Armelady? Look at the Lions. I think who's better than the Lions in the NFC? Now, AFC, the Chiefs are still undefeated. To me, that's unbelievable. We want to talk about Andy Reid and what they've done. I think Tom Brady and the Patriots organization has passed the charge, obviously, in the 21st century to the Chiefs. But then you look at the Ravens. No one's going to give the Ravens credit until they win in the postseason. But as far as a regular season team, who's better than the Ravens? So you look at, I think, the Chiefs, Ravens, Bills, and then on the NFC, I would say the Lions right now. The 49ers, they've been up and down because they've been banged up.
And I think Green Bay.
But, yeah, but the Lions spanked them in inclement weather and when they were close.
But I think Green Bay's still going to be there at the end.
Yeah, they're going to be there. But, I don't know, they had a chance. It's just the regular season playing in their backyard, and the Lions beat them at their own game.
did they beat them at their own game. And, man, they doing this without Aiden Hutchinson.
Yes.
Their best defensive player. And so I think they may be active to try to get a defensive
pass rush. Yeah, to help them and get them all day.
And everything is around Za'Darius Smith with the Cleveland Browns. Thanks so much for the call, Joe. We appreciate it. We'll be back with more. No, let's go to Philip in Mississippi. Philip, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Who that, guys?
All right, Philip.
I was impressed with Darren Ritz's press conference. And one thing toward the end, I kind of raised my eyebrows when he said, "I promise we won't be boring." And it made me wonder if Dennis Allen was pulling the rein on Clint Kubiak a little bit, holding him back on some of his play calling. What do you think?
No.
I think when he won't be boring, they might have more passion. He might be more emotional. It just seems like whether it's positive or negative, I think fans like to see passion. Now, hopefully it's positive and not be stoic. Now, if you win, you could be as stoic as you want to be. But when you're not winning, it's like, oh, well, does he really care, or he don't have enough passion for the game? No, if you show a lot of emotion and you win, oh, look how passionate that coach is.
okay, think about the Cowboys in their heyday with Tom Landry. How much emotion did he show?
No, he was stoic. He was the definition of stoic.
Chuck Noll with the Steelers.
Stoic.
Okay. Bill Walsh, was he demonstrative?
No.
He went against it.
He invented the
West Coast offense.
Yeah, West Coast offense. George Seifert ran their defense, became a head coach. No, they were stoic individuals.
You
just got to win.
Yes. and Bob always says this. You can't.
Now, Coach Moore was a lot of emotions.
You can't fake the funk. If it's not you, the players will see right through you.
No, if you, from day one, like Coach Rizzi, he shows a lot of passion. The players knows they know he's like that. So behind the scenes or in front, and he's like that 24/7. So they respect that. It's like if you split personality, depending on the surroundings, that's when the players don't respect that.
One thing with Sean Payton, he was a live wire, no insulation.
Yeah.
he showed it real quick.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.